Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Arfuas, Chayu Chevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia. The schus of Moshe Ben Rezo, Yitzhak Ben Brocha. Uli Nishmas, Harav David Akiva, David Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda. And the schus we're going to be discussing the union of Lava Nitikla essay based on a beautiful article by Rabbi Goyen, Rabbi Israel Shapansky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which was published in the Moriah Torah Journal. The beginning of Perek Ezu Neshech says, Omar Rav lo hutzuchu atoyra litein lav begezel. Rava tells us that the Torah didn't have to write a lav by gezel, because you can learn it out from ribis and oino, tzad hashove shebem. So why then does the Torah tell us that there's a lav of gezel? And the answer is, for koyvei schar sochir, that if one withholds the wages of a worker, he's over on two lavim. That's why the Torah writes it. Frek Tosfos, one second. If you say you didn't have to write the lav by gezel, and you'll use it instead for koyvei schar sochir to be over on two lavim, so why don't you say that it's for gezel to be over on two lavim? A, you can learn an etzad hashav shebehem from ribis and aina, and then there's an extra lav that's written in the pasuk. Look, maybe gezel gufe v'lavu olav b'shnei lavim. Answers Tosfos. Mishum de loy loki alav de gezel, mishum de nav nav de nitek lase. Aval ki mukmina le akovi sar sochir, bimeno winyan loki shapir. Tosfos answers, no. Because you're not going to get malchus on the lav of gezel. There's no nafkamina, one lav, two lavs. Because gezel's nitek lase, gezel's fixed by the essay. But if you're mamidit al koyvei schar sochir, im ein oinyan, that if you say that if it's not telling us about gezel, then you're going to get another set of malchus. So it's practical. The nafkamina legabe malchus. So therefore, that's where we're going to apply the two lavim. The Maharsha asks, Reba pasuk, she gezel nitak lase. Look at the pasuk. The Maharsha asks, others ask, Lord Shiv. Says, so just like Heshev, it's just like that's a just like that, just like that, just like Gezel's an Lavanita Glase. So Koivis Char Sachir is also a Lavanita Glase. So the Maram Shif answers, no. Bishleim Ashiluach Hakein is called Mikri Nitik Laasei. Shloi Kachele Alei Malabonim Vimlokach. There's a tikkun of Shalech to Shalach. V'chein Loi Sigzol Vim Gozal V'heishiv. Aval Koi V'ischar Sochir Loi Tichboish. Rak nasoin titein. Makavana. Just quoted his lashon. B'chein b'la'al lo yisigzol v'imgozol v'heishiv. Aval koi v'yischar sochir lo yisichboish. Rak nasoin titein. Kavanato nireit. Shelo nikra lav nitek lasei. When is it lav nitek lasei? When the tachlis of the essay is to be metaking the lav shekvar ovar. Like we see in Makis Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. V'tkunei lavei hudasa. But by koivei schar sochir, the Torah said, lo yisar kashoik schar sochir, etc. U'biyoy moititein schoroi. Kloimar, kayei ma'asei leforei bezmanoi, in order that you don't come to the averas halav. Loi shas, loi sashik. sachir, v'yoymoy titein scharo. In other words, be mekayim the aseh, to pay on time, in order that you don't come to the averis halav. And the mitzvah of v'heshiv is v'heshiv, and it says in the pasuk, v'heshiv zel shogaz sheoshak, is not primarily to be metakin the lav that you already over, but rather to prevent the person from being over, to prevent the continual avela of not paying the worker. But it's not fixing the lav. Again, the lashon of the Maharam Shif is aval koyvei schar sochir leisich boish rak nasoin titein. Maybe that's what the Maharam Shif means. Very laconic words. Maybe he means that it's not fixing the assay. It's just making sure, it's not the assay is not fixing the lav. It's just making sure that you're not over on the lav anymore. But it's not a tikkun of the assay, a tikkun of the lav. However, the svar of the Maram Shiv Tzricha Talmud, Hare Amru She'en Loiken Al Bal Yero Bal Yimotzei, She'nite Gona Sena Kotsu Le'lav Tetesi Tetashbisu. We know that there's no malchus for Bal Yero and Bal Yimotzei because it's a nitek le'asei. Nitek goysem ha'kosu le'asei shel tashbisu. V'arei sham gam kein ha'asei bolim noya me'aveira. She'atorah amra hashbeis ha'chomets koidim zman isuro. The Torah is telling you to do hashbasa so you're not over in Bal Yero Bal Yimotzei. So the hashbasa is not primarily to fix the lav. Primarily to tell you not to be over in the lav in the first place. And yet it's still called a lav in itaglase. Therefore you don't get an avera for bayra bayamotze. Even though nite koisim akosiv lase titashbisu, bareisham gam kein. The essay is coming to be my nea the avera in the first place. It's trying to prevent averas, but it's not there to fix the avera. It's not attacking the lav, it's preventing the avera. And therefore tashbisi you're supposed to do before Zmani Sura, ideally. Just like Schar Sachir, ideally you should pay it on time. If you don't pay it on time, so we say, so now pay. But the point is to it's not fixing the lav, it's just trying to prevent the lav. So how can the Maram Shif say that Kovis Chai Sochir isn't called Nitak L'Asei because it's not fixing the essay, fixing the lav? Well, Tashbisu isn't either there to fix the lav, ideally. It's not its primary purpose, and yet it's still called Nitak L'Asei. You also ask about the lav Ma'lo Yachlifen of Lo Yomir Maseches Tmure. It's considered nitik l'asei. Just lo asi chad esei v'okar trei lavi. But according to the Maharam Shif, even without one esei doesn't come and be over two lavs, this wouldn't be a lav in nitik l'asei. Shemagamata asei l'mano me'averat rutsa tekdish l'chulin. Lo l'taken et ha'averah she'avar. What's the essay? The essay is when you take one animal and you try to transfer the kedusha to the other. It says, "V'hayahu tumurasu yakodesh." So it remains holy, and the other animal also becomes holy. So what's the point of it remaining holy? So you're not over in the aver of taking out hektish and making it chulin. So the point of the essay is to be moinei and avera, not to fix the lav. שכתב בפרק א' מחמץ ומצר לחגים, אלא אינו לכם משום לא יירא ולא ימצא, אם כן קנה חמץ בפסח, או חמצו כדי שיעשה בו מעשה. Person only gets malchus, abayra abayimotze, if he bought chametz for Pesach, on Pesach, not for Pesach, on Pesach, or he was mechametz chametz on Pesach, he has to do a maisa. It's the only way you get malchus. But in a lav shein bo maisa, you don't get malchus for bayir or bayimotze. That's the Mishneh Lamelech from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the bayir or bayimotze is a lav in itik la'aseh. So if that's true, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that for bayir or bayimotze, you get malchus if you're a kohen chametz, if you're a mechametz dough. Even if the Gemara says a lav in itik la'aseh, tashbisu. I have a mitzvah to get rid of it. It's lav nitik lase. So even if you did a mice, you shouldn't get malchus. Because the gabay lav nitik lase, there's no chilik between us and mice, lo asa mice. So there he writes, the Rambam is doche the sugi mehalacha. According to the Maharam Shif, we can say that the Rambam holds that it's not a lav nitik lase. Why not? Because it's not there to fix the assay. It's there to prevent the aveira in the first place. It's not there to fix the lav. It's there to prevent the aver in the first place. Chaim Brisker has his yishuv of Divrei HaRambam. Ein Sham. Or maybe we can answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech differently. Again, the kasha of the Mishnah Melech is, how can the Rambam say you get malchus for doing a mice of chametz, of buying chametz or creating chametz on Pesach, ha'itz alav and itik la'aseh? כי לכאורה יש לתמוה תוספות במציא, שלא רצה להוקמה בגזר ולעבור עליו בשני לאווים, משום שאין לוקם בגזר. צריך עיון? הרי על כל פנים, איסור העיקה. ויש נפקא מינה בתשרי איסורים לקוברו בין רשעים גמורים. Tosis above Metzia is difficult. Because they didn't want to say that it's talking about Gezel, because then you'll be over on two lavim, because there's no malchus for Gezel, so there's no practical difference. One lav, two lavim. So we don't want to be making ukimta that it's talking about Gezel, but there's still an iser. And if you say it's two asurim, so nafkamina, the kovar bein rishayim gemurim, like we see in Yevamos. Amit beis, or biyosiyo, zainis or chol iser, nevertheless. It's a higher level of rishus. If you have a higher level of rishus, so you're buried with higher level of rishayim. So here also, we should say the same word. Nafkamina to bury him by Yitzel Rishayim Kemoso. So that's not nafkamina for Malchus if it's too lavin, but nafkamina for burying by Yitzel Rishayim Kemoso, and therefore we should say here the same idea, that it's too lavin. So why do we say it's talking about Kovis HaSochir, say it's talking about Gdela? So it's mashman that Tosis holds that the pasuk isn't going to add on a lav if it doesn't add on an onish. If this added lav doesn't add on an onish. So the very same svar we can say, linyan lav benita glase. That the pasuk is only coming to be menatik the lav ayde essay if it's mitukan al yod linyan onshin. Without this, you don't get malchus. But Elisa say that lav hachiyenu like him shimshin bo maisa. So all there is an isser. And if it's tam an isser, then the pasuk is not going to write an essay to be menatek the lav. And if so, we understand the Rambam. Writes b'bal yira b'bal yimotze. What does the Rambam say? Shein behem maisa. And the Rambam doesn't say the reason. Of nitek l'essay. The Rambam says, you know why you're not over in Bal Yira Bal Yimotze? Because there ain't been Maisa. Only if there's a Maisa, you get Malchus. But he doesn't write because it's Nitek La'aseh, Shiyanu Esenes. Shiyanu Esenes. Me'achar she'ein bo Maisa ve'ein b'nei Malchus. Lo shayich liten aleim din Nitek La'aseh. Since there's no Maisa and there's no Malchus, so you can't make it a din lavanitik lase. Mishnah Melech asks the Rambam, "Why it's a lavanitik lase?" The answer is that it can't be a lavanitik lase, according to the Rambam, because ain't bo Maisa. In Memela, we don't have a kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim that says that Tashbisu is menatek the lav, because that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'en bo ma'isa lo k'nalav. So he needs the Tashbisu to fix the lav. And according to him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Reb Chaim writes, that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kam b'bal yira b'bal yimotze, you can say that we have an essay to fix it in order to pater him from Onesh. Even if he's over Ali Day Maisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have Tashbisu to fix. If it's a lav shembo mice, it doesn't matter. Lav shembo mice, even if it has a mice. In both cases, it's fixing the lav. Because there's going to be an onesh here. If there's a mice, there's going to be an onesh of Malchus. And if there's not a mice, there's going to be an onesh of Malchus. And therefore you need the essay to be metakin the onesh. But again, Mishnah Melech asked from the Gemara in Pesachim that chametz is a lavanitik l'aseh. So even if he did a maisa, you don't get Malchus. Because you have Tashbisu making it a lav and nitek l'aseh. The answer is that the Rambam holds that the only time you can have a lav and nitek l'aseh is when there's going to be a punishment. Or for the lav, you're going to get a punishment. But in this lav, you're not getting a punishment. The Gemara that says that it's a lav and nitek l'aseh, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, lav shem ma'isa lo k'nalav. The Rambam holds lav shem ma'isa ain lo k'nalav. So therefore, there's no punishment for bal yira b'bal yimotze. Ain bo ma'isa. So the Rambam holds the only time you're going to get a punishment is if you're kind of chametz bePesach or chimtza, if you did a maisa. If you did a maisa, then there's going to be a punishment. But if you don't do a ma'isa for the regular issur of owning chametz, that is not that doesn't have to be that the essay doesn't come to fix, because we only say lav nitikla essay when it's coming to fix a punishment. But according to the Rambam, owning chametz doesn't mandate a punishment. Unless you did a ma'isa. That's why the Rambam says that if a person was bought chametz or made chametz on Pesach, he's getting malchus. And the sugya that says the tashbisu is alav nitiglasa, that's shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the Rambam. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav nitiglasa, lav shein bo malchus, lav shein bo ma'isa, loikin alav. And Memela Chometz is considered a lav shein bo maisa, and Memela Tashbisu is coming to fix. The punishment. Because that's what when you have a when do you have a lav in it, the essay? When the essay is fixing the punishment. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without a maisa, there's a punishment. So you can define Tashbisu as fixing a punishment. Saif, there is a maisa, saif, there's not a maisa. But according to the Rambam, chametz is an isur shein bo ma'isa, ve'ein bo ma'isa, generally. Lav shein bo ma'isa, ein lokin alav, there's no malchus. Mela tashbisu is not coming to fix the isur of chametz. Because there's no onesh. And therefore, if he does do it with a ma'isa, so he's going to be getting malchus. Because he did a ma'isa, but it's not a kasha from Psachim. Because that's a libid Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Chaim says, lav shein bo ma'isa ein lo, lav shein bo ma'isa lo ken alav. So the didei, ba'yirai ba'yimatzei, the pasuk is talking about all ba'yirai ba'yimatzei. The tashbisu is going to fix it, if you're over with a ma'isa, without a ma'isa. But according to the Rambam, ma'pitom. The rav of ba'yirai ba'yimatzei doesn't mandate an onesh generally. Therefore, Tashbisu is not there to fix the assay. Because you're only fixing it if there's a punishment, and generally by or by a month, there is no punishment. Just if there's a Hechi Timsi where he did do a Maisa, then in a Chinami there, it's going to get Malkus. So for the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rambam. And the Rambam, it's Mashma that... Since it's a lav shein bo ma'isa ein loikin alav, in the sugya it says a lav she, it's nitik la'asei. The Rambam holds no. Since it's a lav shein bo ma'isa, it doesn't need to be nitik la'asei. Because that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It holds that it's a, that there's a punishment there to start with. So in Mela, you need the essay to fix the punishment because lav shein bo ma'isa loikin alav, but the Rambam doesn't hold like that. And with this, we can also be mevar shitas hariya yidua v'mashe chometz al menas levaroi. If somebody is holding on to chometz in order to burn it, somebody is mashe chometz al menas levaroi. He's holding on to chometz in order to burn it. So Tosfos writes in Psachim. So from here the Rebbe proves that if somebody's masha chometz on Pesach and his intention is to be mevar the chometz, he's not over in that shehiyah. And the reason is because lo yiroa nitak le'esei l'cheino over oino over kishemevar le'basrif. Because the lav of Bal Yeroem is nitik la'asei. Why are you holding on to this chametz? You're holding on to it in order to burn it. So since you're holding on to it in order to burn it, it's a lav and nitik la'asei. And you're not over. because you did the essay, you burned it. So ask the Shagasari, oh, hold on. Every lav in itik lasei should be mutter to be over on the lav if you want to be mekayim the essay. For example, you can steal because you're going to give it back. And if you say that, yeah, inachinami, so babakam samachom base is not true. Person who steals and pays it back is a rasha. So he pashut mafgiz. He shells the taisis with kashis, the shagis aryeh. An anus should be mutter legari shanu sasoi. Amenas lachzira. Person's anus and she has to marry her. Let him divorce her in order to bring her back. His other kashis. And Maran Rav Kook in the Mishpat Kain brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Kama at Samach Hamid Beis that an essay is only metaking the Malkus. The essay is not metaking the Lav. But Taisus is metaking the Lav. Zechen Achen Avin et Shitat Ari B'Tosfot. אבל לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר שהרי דווקא בחמץ כתב כך, שהעשה עוקרת את האיסור מעיקרו. The dove, he said this word by חמץ, because there the essay of burning it uproots the issue retroactively. So normally in Lav Anitik L'Essay is Moida that the essay isn't going to uproot the Lav, it's only going to uproot the Malkus, and not the Etzem Avera like Maran Rav Kook said. And the reason is because the Ri holds that the essay of Tashbisu is Oiker the Lav of Bayor Legale, because La'akor mi Malkus ain't Sarach Kan Be'essay. Lav Shem Po Ma'isub Lav Echeinu Laka. One second. Normally what's the Lav Anitik L'Essay coming to do? The essay is uprooting the Malkus. But here, the no malka is taproot, because chametz is a lav shem bo ma'isa. Bayura is a lav shem bo ma'isa. So, what's the essay taka coming to do? The essay is coming to uproot the lav, not the malkus. And therefore, the ri holds that the essay is coming lanate kalav the gamre. And therefore, if you mash a chametz amanas lekayim essay, af averas lav ein og ein kan. However, that it's Pashut to Shagas Aryeh and Maran Rav Zatzal, Shein Ba'asei Tikkun Alav Mamash, it's not much like that in Rashi. Rashi in Marcus Dalin Beis writes, She'asei Omer Achav Takanosoi V'Kaparosoi Alaveiras Alav. Rashi in Bav Metzia Samach Beis Amad Aleph, Poitrin Min Loisesei U'Malkus Mibnei Dehovel Elav Enitikleasei. It's mashman that not only you're getting out of the malchus, but it's fixing the etzema avoin. Linyan ribis. That latter Rashi I couldn't locate, but the first Rashi in Malchus, she'asi amur achav takanasu v'kaparosu alaveiras halav. Maybe it's somewhere else that Lashon of Rashi, I didn't find it. That the tool doesn't hold like the Ri and Tosfos. Even if somebody holds on to it in order to burn it, you're not allowed to be over on the lav, even if you want to be mekayim the essay. Like you're not allowed to steal in order to return it. And then you have the Gemara in Chulin b'Shiluach Hakena Lamar Mar Barav Ashi Kon Shenot Lamanas L'Shalech D'Lav Leka Leka Esei U'Di'ika V'Ein Shem Barashi M'Sham Yotzei Shebalav Anitek L'Esei Mutar L'Chatchil Alav U'Alav K'dei L'Kayim V'Esei V'Rel Shemash Mosn Afil Lo Shilech Heim Lo Kiyim V'Esei Ein O'Iver Kon Shekosev Rashi Sham Almanas V'Inam Yiloi M'Shalcha Su Leka Lav. Tak van lakha behetil. So it says in the Gemara, in Chulin, and that Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, that if somebody was noitel amanas l'shaleach, if he takes the bird in order to send it, then you're not allowed to take the bird. But if he takes the bird in order to send it, and then he doesn't end up sending it, the lav leka, he's not over in the lav of lo tikach, because he took it for the sake of the mitzvah. All there is an essay. He's mevatel the essay of shalech to shalach, but he's not over on the lav. So you see that a lav in itik l'essay, it's mutal lechatchila to be over on the lav in order to be mekayim the essay. And it's mashma there, even if you didn't send away the mother and you weren't mekayim the essay, you're still not over. And that's why Rashi writes, v'im na'ani lo mishalach, even if you didn't send it, sulak a lav, there's no lav. Why takfar lacha bet? You already took a behet there. And then Chaschinuch and Tavkuf Memhei asks on the Ri, why does he say b'mashe chametz amanas levaro eino oiver kishim evaro lebasof? You have to burn it in the end. Why is it different than shiluach hakein? But shiluach hakein, if you did the aver in order to do the mitzvah, even if you didn't do the mitzvah in the end, you're still not over on the aver. So why by chametz asks them in Chaschinuch, do you have to burn? You have to burn it in the end, even if you didn't. If you held it in order to burn it, that's enough. It's like Abba Shiloh HaKen, you sent it away. You took the bird in order to send it away, even if you didn't send it away in the end. It's very kashem eod. It's reinu she achronim amru that the essay is not metaka in the lav. You see in Rashi that it is. And then we had the Gemara in Chulin that tells us even more, that tells us that you don't even have to be Mekayim the essay. As long as you did the lav in order to do the essay, that's cool. As nerakach, that there are three dinim in lav hanitik l'essay. Aleph, that the essay is only come to be metakin the oinish. Shlo yilka alalois is say, aval averat halav ki dekai kai. The essay is coming to fix the onesh in order that you don't get malchus, but the avera stays in place, and then you're now to be over in the lav in order to be mekayim the essay, and that's gezel. Gezel is in that category. Like the Shagazari said, gezel you can't steal in order to return it. Why? Because when you return it, you're not fixing the lav, you're just fixing the onesh. That's category number one. Category number two is she'aseh okeret af averat halav umutar lo lavor alo taseh amanat lekayem maaseh aval rak kishekayem maaseh lebasof eino over al halav v'zeh dino shel ari b'mashe chametz amanat levaro. Category number two is that the essay uproots even the lav, and you're therefore in such a case you're allowed to be over in the losseh in order to be mekayem the essay. But in this category, only when you mekayim the essay in the end, you're not over on the lav. That's the din of the Ri. Masha chametz. Only if in the end you burn the chametz, then you're not over. And then, yesuk shlishi. She'aseh hi tikun ha'isur ad kedei kach, she'lo rak mutar lo lavor kishebedato lekayim mitzvat asay, el shim bedato kach ein over al lav afilin lo kiyem asay kal. Third category is that the essay is the tikun ha'isur. To be over when he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah essay. But if that's your das, you're not even over on the lab, even if the end you weren't mekayim the essay. And that's the din of Shiluach HaKein in the Gemara, the Divrei Mar Bar Ravashi. So we only had kashas because we saw all the lab and itik l'essays as one category, but there are three categories. You have something like Gezel, where you're not allowed to do the aver at all, because the lab doesn't fix the essay, doesn't fix the lab. And you have where the essay fixes the lav, so you have to do the essay to fix the lav, like by Bior Chametz, that's a re-entices. And then you have where the essay is so stark, even if you didn't wear a makayim in the end, you're still fixing the love. Ve'az dinam chaluk behetem lemahutam. במקום שכבידת הכתוב על הפעולה שדברים כאלה לא יעשו שלא יגרום נזק לחיי החברה או לטובתה כגון גזל, השבת האבות, מתנות עניים, נישואי האנוסה וכל מצוות שבין אדם לחברו, באלה לא בא עשה לתקן העונש. There's certain things that we don't want you to do. We don't want a person to steal. We don't want a person to divorce his anusa. Everything mitzvahs bein adam lachavero. We don't tell you to do the avera in order to fix it, because we don't want you to do that. We want you to, it's not the way to fix society. So there you're not allowed to be over in the lab in order to be mekayim the essay. We have a rule that ein essay shebein adam lamakom doich elois essay shebein adam lachavero. For your mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it on yenem's kanta, that the other person should suffer. So this resolves most of the questions of the Shagas Aryeh. Below ta'aseh she'ikar tachlitai etzem ha'isur v'agbalat ha'oseh. V'hi me'ela shamra alayhem v'chi me'achpas le'la kodesh baruch hu. וכולי, לא נדלם את זה לצרף בהם את הבריאות. והיינו רוב מצוות שבין אדם למקום. וזה כשנתנה התורה מצוות עשה לתקן עליו, הוא נתקן מכל וכל. של התכלית המבוקשת מקיימת בקיום העשה. There's certain things that it's got to really care how you shecht. Mitzvahs were given לצרף עשה בריאות. And therefore you have to do it the way Hashem said. So if the עיקר תכלית is the עצם העשר, so as long as you did the עשה, so that's uprooting the love. There you can be over in the Lose in order to be Mekayim the Asay. So if it's been on Lachavero, no way. Nothing to talk about. You can't be over in the Lose in order to be Mekayim the Asay. But when it's been on Lamakom, the Lose is the Tachlis. So there, not for Tikkun HaChavra or anything like that. In such a case, where the Iker is the Tzibui HaBore, so Klape Shemaya Galia. When I did Savero, I wanted to do the Mitzvah. God knows, I'm only doing the avera for the mitzvah, so it doesn't bother him. The only difference is that, like Reb Chaim says, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the mahus of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bir Chometz El Basar, was in the chefts of the Chometz that it has to be burned. So the Riz in Tosus, who says that you're allowed to hold on to it in order to burn it in the end, which is Meyusad on Rabbi Yehuda on Tzadi Hei. So therefore, in the end, you have to do it, you have to actually burn it. He says, not only a mitzvah klapei agavra, like Reb Chaim says, the shitas chachamim shas b'sas b'chol dover tzagav at the end of the gavra. And in the end, if the gavra was beseder, as long as the gavra intended to burn it, he's allowed to hold on to it even if it doesn't burn in the end. But since we're like Rabbi Yehuda, the reason going like Rabbi Yehuda was that the tachas of the mitzvah is to actually go out and burn it. That's the din and the cheftz of the chametz, it has to be burned. So you have to be mekayim the tachas and actually burn it. So it's good you had good intentions to hold on to it in order to burn it. That's fine. But you have to actually burn it because that's the din and the cheftz of the chametz, it has to be burned. He had good intentions, and he took the bird in order to send it away, even if he didn't send it away. But klapei shmaya gal that he had good intentions. Therefore, he's allowed to do the aver in order to do the mitzvah, even if he doesn't do the mitzvah in the end. Because there it's exer of the bore. What is the v'chich v'sel kadosh baruch hu? Yes, shiloh haken or shiloh haken. The ikar is that you're following the ratzon of Hashem. Tzarfas Abriya, so that's Tzarif Abriya, so it purifies you when you do the Avera in order to do the mitzvah. Again, if it's not Ben Adam Lech Avera. And, for example, by by chametz, just by chametz, in the end, you have to do the mitzvah. So you're allowed to do the aver in order to do the mitzvah because you're makayim ratzon hamakom, and because it's the din of the cheftel to the chametz, that's aver, so you have to do the mitzvah in the end. And here you don't even have to do the mitzvah in the end because you had good intentions. So that's also mitzvah for you. And we can also be miyashiv the kashim and chaschinach and tafkuf memhei. Why the Rambam omitted the din of mar barvashi that you take the mother in order to be mishaleach, you're not over in the lav of lo sikach. Because there's a machlekes in brochus. It says, Omar, I can't see b'ragir rachamecha mishatkin, I say. You shut the guy up if he says, I can't see b'ragir rachamecha, that God has mercy on the mother bird. Why mishatkin also? One says, matilkin of a ma'aseh b'reishis, that God only has mercy on the birds. Another says, you're making midas of a kadosh b'chu rachamim, and it's not, it's gzeiris. In the parish of Mishnayis of the Rambam held that mitzvah shiluch ha'ken is gzeirah. It's a mitzvah shimis, not a mitzvah sichas. We don't understand that God just said to do it. Whoever in the Sefer Yad, Nirosh HaChazer Boy. Like he writes in the Morgen Avuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Parakim Chavov, and Memches, that in this machlokes nigmar, there are two ashkafas. According to the second ashkafa, there's no tam in mitzvah satayrah. But we don't follow the second ashkafa. Vanu Allah, Vanu Allah, we follow, there are tamim. And never there are tamim la mitzvahs, and especially shiluch ha'ken. And that's that we should have rachmanis. We should have in our hearts rachmanis. So tak is rachmanis, or at least for us it's rachmanis. Ayin sham b'perak memches, elohan osei, it's a kvar, it's a met nosei ma'anyen. But the Rambam, maybe in the Yad, chazabo, he holds that it's in order that we should have the meat of rachmanis. And if that's true, and by Shiluach HaKain, if the whole word is to have Rachmanis, it's like a mitzvah melam machavero. So taking the mother bird away in order to send it, that's not, that's no good. Just like you're not allowed to steal in order to return what you stole. You're not allowed to send away the mother bird, which is cruel, take the mother bird away, which is cruel, in order to send it away, which is merciful. So maybe that's why the Rambam omitted this halach. Maybe. So, Mirtz Hashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we would like to talk more about this fascinating sugya of Lavanita Glase, Hoav Ramanas Lataki. Mirtz Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Nizke, Lachzor, Revolutionize Parag Zeh. Rat Rami, Lili Nishmaser of Shapansky Zetzel. And shalom, shalom, say Israel.